Everyone, my name is Jolene Wolfley. I'm an associate director and I'll be chairing this meeting today of the development facilitation team. This is an informal meeting. It's not a hearing. We have a few items at the beginning that will be for our action related items, their actual applications. So when we're discussing those items, it will be more a matter of, this needs to be done, this needs to be completed. When we talk about your application in this meeting, it doesn't mean you're approved. It means that all the outstanding items need to be completed before you're actually approved. So just kind of wanted to point that out so there's no misunderstanding. Some of you are very close to being approved, but you may not quite be there until we get all of the items addressed. The remainder of the items, starting at about number 6 through 12, those are sketch plats, which is basically a pre-application review. You have very detailed comments on those cases, but that doesn't mean it's an approval or because you haven't even applied yet. So we try to give you really detailed comments to help you make a decision about how and if you will apply for the action you're considering. But don't assume that there could be changes when you actually do apply. We know the IDO update is finishing its way through council. Some of the rules in the IDO will change when the new IDO is published. That's usually around the end of July. So just a couple of alerts for you. I don't know that there's a lot of dramatic change in this current update, but I just want to make you aware of that. So we're giving you comments today in Sketchplat based on the IDO in place today. If you apply, let's say in August, there could be some changes to the IDO that would affect your project. So and then we'll give you information in the chat about which item that we're on. I will note for your planning that item 4 will not be reviewed. So that's one less case, but all the rest will be reviewed today. And it's hard for us to predict how long they'll take. We usually do take a break after about a couple hours. We'll take anywhere from a 15 to 20 minute break, depending on where we're at. And during the course of this, if we're on your item, please unmute, please turn on your camera. If we're not on your item, if you would mute yourself and turn off your camera to preserve the bandwidth for the meeting. So that would be appreciated. Okay. I think with that, we're going to go ahead and get started. And the first item is number 1, PR 2021-6007. This is a new site plan review for 1420 Renaissance Boulevard, the Costco there. And who's here representing this application?
Hello, Jolene. This is Charles Mosley with Barkhausen
Okay.
Engineers.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Charles. Nice to see you again. All right.
And I have
Okay.
okay. So,
Yeah, go ahead, Charles.
I also have Therese Garcia with Costco here,
Excellent.
as well as Megan Palmer, Jeremy Irving, and Andrew Bowman with our firm.
Okay. Fantastic. Charles, can you give us an update? Because last we saw this, the fueling stations were moving in the southwest corner of the site. We had done quite a bit of work to look at the north west corner functioning as a balloon landing site. And so you've obviously made some different corporate decisions. If you could kind of update us on like where you're going now and why, that would be helpful.
Costco is still deciding on which direction they're going to go with, whether they go with the relocation to the northwest corner or this expansion project. But what we're trying to do here is make sure that we've got everything identified that would be required for the expansion approved by the jurisdiction. And so this expansion would involve adding two islands to the fuel facility, which would be four dispensers, a brand new controller enclosure, and remote fills to get the fuel truck path out of the queuing and out from under the canopy. So they'd be coming in off Renaissance and then turning into that fuel staging lane. They would be parked and vehicles would be able to pass by the fuel truck while it's unloading fuel. So it's just a more efficient and safer layout, and it gets that fuel truck out of the whole member fill-up process. And the additional islands give us additional queuing capacity to help process more transactions at the existing location. Really, most of the changes occur towards the south. Is that the south? Based on the compass arrow,
Yeah.
to the south of the existing canopy. We're not making any changes to the frontage. We're not moving into the frontage. We're maintaining existing curbing. It's really just within the parking lot there to the south that we're modifying the site.
Okay, and so the size of the fuel area in your approved site plan to move it to the southwest corner, is it the same basic size, number of dispense, number of
No,
dispensers?
this would actually be fewer. The OSR location, I believe, was a 4x4 layout, which would have given us 16 dispensers. And this is, we have an existing quantity of 6 plus 4 for a total of 10 dispensers. So this is not as big of a increase as the relocation would have been.
Okay, thank you. I think that lays kind of the groundwork from what was approved and where you are considering going now. So let's go ahead and get some comments. We'll start with Water Authority.
Oh, yeah, this is David at the Water Authority. I have no comments or objections. Thank you.
Okay, Code Enforcement, and Ms. Trujillo is here today. You just muted yourself, Conchetta, so
Sorry about that. Can you hear
now
me
we
now?
can. Yes, we can.
Okay.
Thank you.
No worries. Our code enforcement's comments are as follows. Property is located in the Renaissance A master development plan and must meet the requirements of the master plan and obtain approval from the Renaissance Architectural Control Board for all changes, improvements, and signage purposes. Please confirm approval by the Architectural Control Board. Number two, the signage percentage of the facade is shown on page AG2 is at 26% for southwest and northwest, or northeast rather, facades, and may exceed signage facade percentage allowed by the master plan. Please confirm approval with the board and obtain variances if needed or modify accordingly. Code enforcement has no further comments or objections at this time.
Okay, Conchetta and Charles, I think that these might be kind of newish comments. I'm not sure we caught going to the Renaissance Architectural Review Board last time we reviewed this. So but that would be appropriate. And then the sign allowances that you're thinking are being exceeded, those are from the Renaissance Master Plan as opposed to the IDO?
Actually, these comments were put in by Jeff. The AG, the page number he's referring to is not clear to me where he got that from. However, there is a sign plan for Costco. He may be looking for an actual detail that he looked on the original approved plan, and that may be where he's getting the AG from.
Okay. Charles, do you have any questions?
Sorry, I just wanted to respond correctly. One, I'm not entirely sure that the Architectural Control Board is in existence still for the whole complex, but we'll follow up with Costco on that.
I do have a contact if you want. We do use them from time to time. Typically, he was on the original board, and he usually makes pretty much an approval on most stuff. So, but I will give you a name. I have one here somewhere. Hold on a second.
And then
and you can just put it in the chat, Conchetta.
Okay, fair enough.
And then as far as signage is concerned, we should be new signs are Costco Wholesale, and if I'm correct, the existing signs are Costco Gasoline, which when replaced would be smaller so than the existing signs.
So like for like would be fine as long as the canopy is the same or
All right.
smaller.
Okay, and you can follow up on those things with Jeff. You know, it's hard to give. Conchetta's reviewed some cases, and Jeff reviewed some cases, and she's doing all of them. So, if there's some questions, we can follow up with Jeff.
Okay, so, we'll do.
Okay, let's go ahead and go to Parks and Recreation.
Hi, this is Whitney Taylor of Parks and Recreation, and I didn't have any objections or comments, so we approve the site plan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Oh, you know, you kind of bring up a good point there, Whitney, when you say we approve. Charles, when you were presenting this, this is an actual application. Because we're doing so many pre-application reviews today, my brain is just catching up and saying this, you're actually applying for a site plan here. So are you saying that if you feel that whatever you're hearing in this site plan, you might withdraw it in favor of the one that's already been approved? Is that your intention as you're reviewing this with us?
I am going to defer to Therese on that one right now. Therese?
Hi, good morning. So at the moment, our operators, you know, have shifted to this expansion plan. However, I think we'll probably know a little bit more here shortly. So I
okay.
guess the intent would be once we take back both and kind of assess them, because there has, and this is just full transparency, we've also had a couple of changes within our internal operators that they could go back to the OSR, but I think at this point in time, our intent is to just get approvals for both layouts and then relay and communicate with you all once we make an internal determination.
Okay, fair enough. And you'll just have to be really upfront with us to let us know which direction you're going. So the application that you have is a formal application, and we don't want it just to spin without us knowing if we should
Of
be going.
course. I
Okay.
think at this point in time, their intent is to move forward with this extension of what you're seeing,
Okay.
but there could be outside factors later on down the road that they might have to re revert back.
Okay,
But as of right now,
fair
this
enough.
what you're seeing is what we're perceiving.
Yeah, and we can manage all of that with good communication. So let's now go to hydrology.
Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
And transportation.
Ernest Army Hill Transportation. Let's see. Like code enforcement, some of these comments are slightly newer that weren't on the previous review for the other site plan. So Renaissance and Alexander are major collectors within a center and require 10-foot sidewalks with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Please list the existing sidewalk and landscape buffer widths. Sidewalk along Renaissance moves in and out of the proposed property line, out of the property line. Either right-of-way dedication or sidewalk easement will be required, as all public sidewalk needs to be within the right-of-way or with an easement. I'm not sure if these are, if you might have an existing easement. If so, just let me know. And let's see. And finally, transportation has an approved TCL, approved conceptual TCL. As a reminder, a full TCL will be required prior to building permit.
Okay, and then all the queuing that they describe with their fuel trucks and all that is looks generally good, Ernest.
Yeah, since it's part of the conceptual, we look at that sort of thing there.
Okay.
You know, the fool will just give us all the little fine details.
Okay, excellent. Then planning comments, we'll start with
Yeah.
Hannah, and I'll probably have some to add as well. So go ahead, Miss Olick.
Good morning. This is Hannah Olick with planning. I did have a bunch of comments, most of which, if you guys can provide a response memo that you have responses to those questions or calculations that we require that you present to us on your updated landscaping plan. I'm just going to hit the highlights here. As far as the balloon landing item that you had discussed on the previous layout that got approved, I wanted to mention that because this property is located within a highly desirable landing area for Balloon Fiesta, we just wanted to see if you guys can coordinate with Balloon Fiesta officials to see if that southwest area of the site that is not going to be the fuel dispensers, if we could use that area as balloon landing site. That was one of
Okay.
the important items.
Yeah, let's pause right there, Hannah. And I will help facilitate that meeting, but we had done quite a bit of work, Charles and Therese, for the moving of the fuel center down to the southwest and then looking at the northwest corner for a balloon landing site. You know, we don't want to slow you up in any way. But we would like to know if we could set up a meeting to talk with a, you know, one of the balloon pilot who's designated for this, and kind of go through what other areas in the parking lot look like as potentials. And obviously, I think one of the big factors is looking at where you have existing light poles. And I think under that scenario, that's where we were a little more lenient with you on some of the landscaping and looking at an alternative landscaping plan. But can you let me know if you're willing to explore that? If you just expand in the northwest part, are you willing to explore another part of the parking lot for balloon landings?
Yeah, I can also add to that. I think, you know, we can definitely facilitate a conversation here internally as well, with you all as well as with our operators. And then I think just again looking out probably within the next month or so, and once we get a determination here after this morning, I'll be able to take this back to my operators and just kind of walk them through what we've discussed, and hopefully we'll get closer to determination as to which scope we'll be proceeding with, so that once we also have this coordination with the pilots, we'll have a better idea of what internally at Costco we want to proceed with. Would that make sense?
Okay, so if you could let me know specifically about setting up that meeting, when you would, if you decide to go this direction on the expansion, then at that point we could set up the meeting.
Okay. And that meeting would just be for the expansion, for the relocation. We would not need that meeting. Is that what I'm hearing?
Right. You have an approved site plan that moves your fuel. In fact, that's what your site plan is now, is to move the fuel center down to the southwest corner. That's what you're approved to do. And then, so that's already been discussed and settled about light poles and landing and all that. If you choose to go with this application, we just need to start that discussion and see if we can make it work. It's obviously not a requirement for Costco. It's something we're highly encouraging. It does give us maybe some ability to give you a little bit of leniency on some of the landscaping things that, Hannah, has in her memo, as we did before. So,
I'll be able to let you know, and we'll coordinate with you should we proceed with the expansion.
Okay, perfect. Let's go back to Ms. Olick, and thanks for letting me get that settled now, and we'll go ahead with your comments.
Ann Olick with planning. I did have comments regarding your landscaping plan. So we will need to see the existing condition of the site, was the health of the existing trees. This site plan has been sent to the city forester. They will have to create a report and evaluate the existing vegetation and tree health for the site. And we want to bring this up to code if there are any trees in poor condition or trees that have died, as well as the street trees, and any requirement that you have as far as the parking lot and the buffering that you require for the fuel station. We're going to have to look at all of that. I have that highlighted in my comments. You can provide responses to those. And as far as the trees, we can coordinate with the city forester to have an idea of how many trees, new trees we need. Just like Julian said, if you decide on going with the balloon landing, then we can look at the tree requirements and adjust those numbers. Do you guys have any questions?
We're prepared to work with the forester on this. Our scope is really limited to the existing facility, but like with the other store on Coors, we worked with the forester to have them identify any trees that needed to be replaced, and we can take care of that. But we're not looking to redo the entire landscaping here. We're only working within the stuff that we are modifying.
So if I can speak to that just quickly. So basically, within the IDO, there's a requirement for maintenance of landscaping. So at any point through our code enforcement, a property can be told that you have landscaping that is diseased or dying and it needs to be replaced. We often don't have the bandwidth to go citywide and be doing all that, but we do it when someone is coming in for new action. And the IDO states that when you are developing which is what you're doing here. You're doing some kind of modification on the site. At that point, we can require that portions of the site be brought up to existing requirements in the IDO. And
Jolene, I agree.
Heard from Mr. Armijo as well.
No, Jolene, we totally agree with that. That okay. We're totally prepared for that. And that's what I was referring to in our work with the forester. They walked the other location, and we would expect to be doing the same thing with this location, having them walk and identify anything that we need to bring back up to original.
Perfect. And then, of course, we will try to use some judgment as to, you know, just the level of requirement based on how much you're touching the property. But the actual IDO requirement, or the actual IDO, would allow us to bring everything up to exactly current standards. So I just wanted to set that parameter, but we try to be judicious in doing that because we understand that you're, in this scenario, you're doing such a small change.
We appreciate that.
Okay. Ms. Olick?
That concluded my comments.
Okay. Do you have any questions on the comments?
No, I think we've discussed everything that we were going to talk about. There was a request for loading spaces, and I don't think that this really applies to the fuel facility, although we do have a staging area for the fuel truck identified. I'm not entirely sure this is what 55H1 is speaking to.
Correct. I just so that is within the IDO. I just wanted to see where the loading spaces were, as you know, in relation to the entrance. You can just provide a response to that one comment in your response memo, and that should be fine.
Okay.
Okay, Therese, do you have any other questions?
No, nothing else for me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And yeah, and you're welcome to at any time contact Ms. Olick about the details in the comment memo, and I'm sure any other of the DFT members if you want more feedback on that item. So
will do.
All right, thank you very much. We appreciate your working with us on a variety of things. We're now going to move on to item 2.